all the way through 41st Avenue. Conditions, moving about 15, 20 miles per hour through that area. And also in the northbound Highway 1 area, you'll find speeds Capitola Avenue to 41st Avenue between 25 and 15 miles per hour. Elsewhere in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties, it's looking pretty good right now. Your KSCO Central Coast weather right now, sunny skies. A little hazy along the coast, but sunny skies mostly inland. And highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. And we have winds out of the south here, 5 miles per hour. Tonight, we're going to be expecting mostly clear in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s and northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, expect mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning, highs in the upper 60s. Light winds becoming west, 5 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Your boaters forecast for the Monterey Bay for this evening, northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, decreasing to 5 to 15 knots after midnight. Wind waves 3 to 6 feet and a western swell 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds. Currently, it's 66 degrees in San Jose, 67 in Boulder Creek, 65 in Watsonville, 64 in Salinas, and 61 in Monterey. Right now, outside the KSCO studios, it is 66 degrees. And now, stay tuned for It's the Way of Love, live.
It's the Way of Love, live. The variety show committed to bringing you positive stories and life-affirming messages.
Combined with enough inspirational music and satirical comedy to make it worth everyone's while.
With informative interviews and dynamic guests, we present the best of what our global community has to offer.
In a format we lovingly call short attention span theater, we combine vaudevillian styles with futuristic sound effects technology for maximum entertainment value.
Together we focus on the most important issues of the day by exploring informed and enlightened approaches wherever we can find them.
Using serialized fiction, we bring to life great stories from the past and sci-fi possibilities of the future.
Thank you for joining us in our multimedia foray into the positive possibilities of our planet.
Hang on, you never know what to expect.
Here we go.
It's the Way of Love, live.
Welcome to It's the Way of Love Live. Dedicate this show to Tom Petty on October 20th. Happy birthday, Tom Petty. Born 1950, 62 years old.
Welcome to It's the Way of Love. I'm Raquel.
And I'm MC Hager. And I wanted to stand my ground, Raquel. I had to not back down. We started with Tom Petty. There's a couple reasons I wanted this song out there. And one is because, you know, Tom is a friend, and he's got a battle. Certain political parties will take over a song. In rock and roll, this is one of them. So we're taking it back for Tom. And there's a reason I wanted to not back down, Raquel, because today is Happy Sweetness Day. And so I had a little surprise for you, and that is it's Happy Sweetness Day. So in the studio today, I wanted to present you with these.
Oh, roses.
Yes.
You're getting so romantic on the radio. All these dedications I heard last week. Of course, I heard them on the recorded version. I started listening right when you stopped all the dedications. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Yes, absolutely. And happy to do it. And wanted to say definitely happy birthday to Tom Petty. And we have a very interesting day today. We have a very interesting show day. We're very happy to be bringing you Cali K9 to answer your dog questions. So call in at 831-479-1080.
And we're going to be talking about why there's such a need for programs like this out there. Joss has Cali K9 located in San Jose, and we're going to be getting into it. But he is our local dog whisperer. It's really exciting to have him in the studio.
Yes, that's Joss Leverett. And
yes.
You can call in, and we have his friend Echo. Echo, you decided to come into the radio today?
Maybe
Okay. That's right. We're radio for everyone here at the It's a Way of Love, even Echo.
A voice for animals. We love animals, and we know dog is woman and man's best friend.
That's right. So we're going to do a brief This Day in History before we get to this amazing talk about animals, man's and woman's best friend, I'd say. Very fun topic for the day. Go ahead and call in. It is a call-in show and an excellent opportunity to actually get some free advice from Joss Leverett and Callie Canine. I want you to check out www.calliecanine.com.
C-A-L-I-K, the number 9.com.
That's right. Interesting stuff. Now, there was another thing was born on this day, which is an
another
interesting
thing.
Yeah, another, another
thing.
There were lots of birthdays, including Snoop Doggy Dog was born in 1971.
That's appropriate.
And a little Snoop dog reference there, but I'm not going to play any Snoop, sorry. But another friend of the show that we featured on the show and talked about, Harry Belafonte, was in fact created his famous song, and this is one of the key points about this day in history. We try to emphasize that any day can be a transformative day. So this date, October 20th, was in fact a transformative day. And this song was created, recorded on this day. That's right. The Banana Boat song, Deo, was created on this day. And the point I wanted to make, there's an interesting tie. We like to talk about the ties that are in history and that create the connectedness that make this material so interesting. So, yes, he created this song on this date, October 20th, in 1955. But what's so interesting about that is that on this same date, just 4 years, actually 7 years earlier in 1948, on this same day, the House Un-American Activities Commission began its investigation into communists in Hollywood. And one of their biggest targets was Harry Belafonte. And he talked about in his book on this show, we talked about how he lost 10 to 15 years of his career.
Poor Harry.
Yeah. But he hit the top of the charts right after they, and this was it. So here's to Harry Belafonte, an amazing man, turned something like 86 this year, who on October 20th in 1955 recorded the Banana Boat song, Deo. Rounding off all the things in history, we like to examine a lot of things in science and a lot of things in radio that make things interesting. A lot of things, the history of radio, for example, is a major thing. And now the World Series is coming up. So I can tie together, Raquel, the World Series and the history of radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because this date in 1947, for the first time, the World Series rights for radio were sold for $475,000. So right after the war, baseball became big business, and the World Series was a part of it. Now, also on this date in 1992, we had the first World Series game outside of the U.S. That's right. Toronto played the Atlanta Braves and won 7-4 on this date. So we not only had the first game outside of the U.S., but the first lost, actually, yes, the first lost in Canada. So, and one last thing, how this date is transformative and how these things can make a difference and how every date makes a difference. On this date, MacArthur returned to the Philippines in 1944 and was hailed as a liberator, getting the Japanese out just as he said he would be. And finally, rounding up things that happened on this day, my third favorite Norwegian, Raquel, left for the South Pole on this day and survived.
Who's your second favorite Norwegian?
My second favorite is Thor Heyerdahl.
Okay, so this is not Thor.
No. My third favorite is Raud Amundsen, who on this date set out for the South Pole in 1911 and made it with his pack of, what was it? Wait for it.
Dogs.
Exactly. All right. And that's what brings us into our topic of the day. And we're so happy to bring it full circle. That's what we always try to do. And so we have a little song that we're going to bring in to make it fun, because that's also what we like to do. So we have a little song called Like My Dog.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's true. I want you to love me like my dog.
Like a dog does. Dogs personify love, really. And we're so happy to be in here with Joss Leverett and Callie Canine and Echo and friends.
I love this song because it's so typical. Whenever I go away, I worry about the pets and Sparky, and you say that I don't worry about you so much. Here's a great song about it.
I just know you don't have to worry about me. Dogs are take enough of our time of attention. And, you know, it's really all across America that you see this kind of dedication, devotion. And it's really across, I'd say, all classes, all, you know, ethnic groups, this love and understanding of dogs. And, Joss, I think that's why we're so happy to have you in here and to represent sort of that other animal.
Yes, we have Joss Leverett, over 15 years experience working with hundreds of canines. He's worked for Santa Cruz, Monterey Police Department, Marina Police Department, California Department of Corrections.
Yes.
Auburn. He has a whole list of different types of canines he works with. He has worked with canines over 15 years. He now runs Cali Canine, located on 10th Street in San Jose, has a new facility. Welcome to It's the Way of
That's
Love,
right.
Joss.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
That's right. And we're going to come back after the commercial break, and we're going to talk everything we can and want to about dogs.
Everything so, canine.
That's right. So this one's for you, Joss. This is by request. This is one of our favorite dog songs. Throughout the day, we're going to be doing our top 10 dog songs. And so this is one of the top. We're going right here. And then we'll take this out to break. And we'll be back with more of Joss Leverett and
Callie
Canine.
Already have callers. Please be patient. We'll be getting to you.
Oh, yeah. All the way with Atomic Dog, George Clinton. We are, yeah, it's a way of love. We'll be back.
For the dog that chases its tail, we'll be busy.
We'll be taking your phone calls, too.
These are happy dogs. Rhythmic dogs. Harmony dogs. House dogs. Street dogs. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs.
9/11 memorial is for the 343 firefighters who didn't make it.
It will honor my lost partners and the officers who responded that morning.
It's for my brother. He was everyone's best friend.
For my husband, who never came home.
And the first responders who saved my life.
It's about hope for the future.
So we always remember September 11th.
It will heal our community.
Show the world that we can rebuild.
That we are united.
And that we are strong. Because the best of humanity can overcome the worst hate.
It's for all the heroes like my dad.
This is Robert De Niro. This year, as we open the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, we ask that you join us to honor, remember, and reunite. To learn more or to reserve your visit, go to 911memorial.org.
Brought to you by the 9/11 Memorial and the Ad Council.
Are you a faithful KSL listener? Do you listen only during the week or weekends as well? For example, Sundays at 11 a.m., the Week in Review with Dave Michaels and Thomas Hughes, followed by Dr. Pete Peppery. Oh, after a couple of 3 hours of old-time radio, we have Sunday at 4 with me, your host, Dave Allen, where we talk about esoteric, metaphysics, quantum physics, everything positive, anything unusual, more happy radio, or pause radio. Sundays at 4 p.m. with me, your host, Dave Allen, right here on AM 1080 KSEO.
It's the Way of Love Live.
We have Joss Leverett of Kelly Canine, and It's the Way of Love. Welcome to the studio, Joss.
Hey, how's it going?
Great to have you here.
And we have a special friend, the first non-human friend guest I think we've had, Echo. Welcome to the studio. So, Echo.
That is one well-trained dog.
Yeah,
my boy.
Trained. I think she's in control. He's in control here.
Oh, so, yeah. So, my boy. Echo, he was everywhere with me.
Echo, are you looking into a career in show business? Okay, all right. Well, we'll be a part of your bio right here. We'll say we saw it first with Cali Canine. But all seriousness, folks, we are very happy to have found Cali Canine in more ways than one. These guys have changed our lives, and so we're so thankful. So tell us.
So there's a Joss. Need for people like Cali Canine.
Exactly.
First of all, there are a lot of dog owners out there, and there are a lot of alarming statistics on dog bites. Mm-hmm. And just in 1 year alone, there are 31 fatal dogs attacks in the United States. Adult victims, mostly children, but there are statistics mm-hmm. online about, you know, some breeds, of course, have higher bite rates than others. But Joss,
right.
What got you involved? I know
yes.
you show your clients your tattoo and you say, this was my first love, right?
Yeah.
What? Tell us the story.
Well, okay, wait. Tattoo? What's the tattoo?
Oh, I got a whole sleeve full of tattoos.
Okay, here
dogs.
We go.
Yeah,
we're seeing it. Oh, it's all dogs. I like this.
Well, some of them.
Now,
I got some
other stuff. Yeah. No, I won't say it. A girl. Yeah, that's right.
Was it
all
a male
right.
or female?
What's that, my first dog?
Yeah.
Well, I had a dog I named Homeboy and Homegirl. They're actually mm-hmm. my first dogs. They're Cocker Spaniels.
Mm-hmm.
And we rescued them. And, you know, basically I wanted to, I was just always into dogs. And when I was a young guy, when I was really young, I remember in the second grade, mm-hmm. I knew how to spell veterinarian because I knew that was going to be my direction. I just was into dogs. Mm-hmm. I was into animals. I can go through the books and know all my breeds and certain things about them. So I just found what I love really early. You know, as well as sports and athletics and all that other stuff, but I always had a passion for animals and horses as well.
And I'm sure you found a demand for your services. I mean, you are obviously effective. Well, so what do you see out there? People, who comes to you?
Well, we deal with a lot of problem solving, a lot of people who have, you know, problems with sociability and bad behavior in their dogs. You know, we do a little more than just basic training. I mean,
so sociability problems, is that, what does that mean? They don't, they tweet too often or?
No. Well, sociability, the dogs, basically a lot of dogs either have dominant issues or they have a lot of nervous issues, which can then stem into aggression issues. And what we do is we just identify the issues that people are having, and we teach them how to communicate more effectively with their dog through setting boundaries and positively reinforcing the good behaviors and really being good leaders to their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have quite a facility in San Jose, I want to point out, because you guys, that is like the Olympic training ground for dogs you got there.
Well, it's been a real blessing. I mean, you know, we worked real hard, my team and I. And, you know, basically we started with in front of one of the businesses around the corner from that same facility. And we were just outside, you know, working out front with no location and just working hard and training a lot and helping a lot of people, you know, has provided us with the ability to really do it even more. So, you know, we're really into community and helping people with problems, you know, and that's my mother, she's in the skincare. She helps people with skin problems. I'm kind of in that same boat of trying to help people. So,
now talking about problem dogs, I want to and going with Raquel's suggestion, I'm going to play a song about a problem dog as we go and talk about that, and then we're going to go to our callers. But as we think about problem dogs, let's talk about a famous one, and that's a dirty old egg sucking dog that Johnny Cash sung about in 1967 at Folsom Prison live. So that's what we got right here, Johnny Cash, and we're going to talk about dirty dogs that just don't behave, antisocial dogs, and what you guys do to change them, because you do.
Joss here will help you out with that.
Well, we would like to, I'd like to do a couple of love songs here for you. Now, one, you know, the man's best friend is his dog, if he's got nothing else. And, this song is about a dog. Well, he's not very handsome to look at.
That's right.
Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chicken.
Yeah, we know that one.
That dirty old egg-sucking dog.
All right, it's such a part of Americana, such a part of who we are, and you guys have come in, I think, bringing the clearest solutions to dogs that are misbehaving. And, you know, you've taught me that dogs want to do right. It's we are the ones who are not giving them the proper signals.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very important. I mean, your dog is a product of what you teach it, because, you know, as an owner, that you're the only person outside of the environment and whatever past experience they've had. So it's very important that you have to set the leadership, you know, your pack leadership, and make sure that you socialize your dog and understand your dog's temperament and its body language so you can assess what your dog's going through.
I'd like to...
Joss, I want to go back to that question. What was the event in your life that really helped shape your experience in wanting to become a dog trainer?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, okay. Well, let's go ahead and just take it back to when I was 16. You know, I had a passion for pit bulls when I was 10 years old or 9 years old. When I had my first pit bull, I got one, and then my mom let me get another one, and I got another one. Mm-hmm. So here I am, you know, this little guy with a bunch of dogs. But I knew I had to, one, have them under control. But two, you know, I just was always into the power and in the workability of dogs. So I always wanted to, you know, I love the working dog. I saw it. I was exposed to it. I saw him work. I love canine work. And I said, wow, this is me. And, you know, I knew it. But, you know, basically getting to it, you know, when I had to put down my third pit bull, which was Sinbad, you know, it broke my heart. And he got out. And he already had a potentially dangerous label on him because he was, you know, got out in the city one time before. And it's just, you know, not having your fencing right, leaving your fence open, things that can happen. So when I had to put him to sleep, I knew I never wanted to deal with that. And I knew I didn't rectify the problem. And I had to put him to sleep because he won too many incidences. So, you know, that was like
life-changing.
You know, life-changing, exactly.
So where did you go? Was there a trainer that you thought to learn from them, their technique?
Well, I did learn from a couple of trainers. I was raised in the East Bay area in Oakland, California, and I actually was taught by a couple of local trainers in the area. And, you know, basically they, you know, taught me, you know, the beginning steps, and then I learned a little more, and I kind of just stayed a student of the dog training world. And, you know, from the time I was 11 years old, I was very passionate about dog training. So, you know, basically it's just, it's been a continually learning process, but, it's, you know, hands-on experience.
you know, and for us, I'm going to keep going with that idea and keep going with the music before, and then we're going to go to a caller here. But I just wanted to say, you know, the whole idea of in this about somebody scratching at the door, you know, the dog doing something, and that's what the hound dog was doing when Elvis Presley sang Big Mama Thornton's song, Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. Now, it's part of Americana as much as Elvis. And so I'd like to go to a piece of Americana, one of our callers out there, and see his perspective on what a dog's life entails in this modern world and how Cali Canine helps all of us. So I'd like to go to Charles Brown. Are you out there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay. So welcome to the It's the Way of Love Live here with Cali Canine. You're a dog lover?
Oh, yes, I am. They're training one of my dogs right now. And thank you for having me. And I just want to thank you, Jazz, and your amazing staff, the great work you guys have done with our dog, Eagle.
Oh, my pleasure, Charles. My pleasure. Great seeing your class today.
Great, great. I'll tell you, when I first brought Eagle into class, I mean, to the doors, this dog was so afraid, so scary. Wouldn't want to walk inside the door, and I'm looking at this dog, and I'm saying nobody can do nothing.
Right, incredible.
So he, long time.
Cali Canine really changes people's families, huh? Because dog's part of the family, and they make it work, huh?
Well, I tell you, with his staff, the professionalism, you know, everything is just mirrored right there. I mean, you know, the great work they've done, and when I heard I can call in. I would not want to miss this opportunity to thank them personally.
Oh, you're truly welcome.
Yeah, and, awesome. And speaking of the staff, we have some of the staff into here today.
Welcome.
We have Steve Kensler, welcome into the studio.
One of the trainers is also here. Welcome. To
hey, guys, how you doing?
Shout out.
That's right. Steve Kensler, and you know all the rest.
I also want to give a shout out to Nico Kyle and Chris and my lady here, Sandra, and Grandma Carol. And my girl, Susanna, who talks to all the admin and makes sure everything runs nice and tight.
And all the dogs. How many dogs do you have in your staff? It seems like each of the trainers has a handful.
Yeah, you know, we all are real dog guys. You know, I mean, we live it. We breathe
That's
it.
Right.
You know, this is we're all about it. So we turned it into it's like almost a dog club. Everyone has their dog, and we basically take high put, you know, a high priority on, you know, making sure our dogs are, you know, well-behaved and well-trained, and we like to go places all and hang out and be able to take our dogs off leash. It's just a really cool thing. So we have, you know, all my clients and the people who follow us on social media, you know, we just have a real loving community in the dog world, you know, and it's kind of doing our own thing, but, it, you know, it's our community. This is Cali Canine.
So, Steve, I'd like to direct that question that to you then. He's talking about, of course, how great his community is, and I believe it, mm-hmm. but as part of his community, what's it like there working with the animals? Is this your dream come true? Is it?
Oh, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and we see so many changes. And it's good to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to actually be a part of it.
It is a community. You know, I feel our dogs are all like friends, community in all of this, too. It's great. No.
And Chris, do you have a question for
Charles?
Charles, I'm sorry.
Charles Brown. Yeah, you have the guys here. You want to say something to Steve or Joss or ask them a question?
Your dog isn't named Snoopy, is it?
No, it's Eagle.
My dog.
Had to say it.
Now, come on now, cheap shot. My dog,
I'm sorry.
And she's not a cocker spaniel. But in saying that, Josh, you guys are real professionals. I mean, how much more and what can I say? You know, all the friendliness that shows on you guys, on everybody's face there.
And
I mean, I'm just very impressed with the work you've done with my dog.
And so, the stuff they teach you works, huh? Like you get results.
I'll tell you. We had a break-in one time at my home, and I do operate a business,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted a dog that I can rely on and know that I got a protection dog. And as I stated, I'm looking at this dog, no way. I mean, I can take this dog anywhere, Anybody can walk up to this dog. This dog is just great, top of the line. Cali K9, hey, another shout out. There's just so much I can say, and you guys are just great. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate it.
Yes, and you know, when we come back in a little bit, I really want to talk about some of the specific techniques that you guys use, because you're a little different. You got some of your own stuff, and I think it's really effective, so I want to get on that. But now, you know, I just want to, Raquel, I like what you brought up about dogs, and before we go, I just want to, you know, talk a little bit about dogs in general and your perspective. We're going to be going to a break here shortly, but first I also want to dedicate another song to you on our top 10 list of dog songs, and this is, in terms of that dog that you had to put down, this is dedicated to him. And
yeah,
this
R.I.P.
is about,
Sinbad, you know, victim to dog-on-dog aggression.
And this
thanks
is,
for calling, Charles.
Yes.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks a lot, Charles. Good luck with Ego.
See you next week.
That's right. And so this is about an actual black dog. That's right, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. Dog shaking water, actually about a black dog shaking water, and how it hurts. Now, you know, one of the reasons I want to bring that up is because dogs are always in the news as well. And a news piece that just came out recently is that a dog shaking its water is one of the, shaking itself clean of water is one of the strange and most efficient processes in nature. And they've now discovered that a dog is able to hit a certain frequency that resonates with the length of their fur. And it's exact sound frequency as they're shaking that will clear off the most water. And each dog, depending upon its size, has to shake at a different tone. To
yes,
get
instinctual
rid-
behavior.
That's
you know,
right. And yet it found out something that we can't replicate with our best dryers. Westinghouse is studying dogs to figure out how they dry themselves so quickly, so fast. But so anyhow, you know, dogs are here. I know you've had to put down dogs. We put down a lot of them. How can we get people? Yeah, I mean, you know, as a country.
As a society.
Yeah, as a society.
Oh,
because
man.
I believe your philosophy, right, is almost every problem can be fixed.
It's mannerized, not euthanized. Yep.
You right.
Know, we got to show these dogs the direction. We have to redirect their aggression. We have to redirect their focus. We have to engage with them. We have to attract them and praise them and get them through, you know, tough times when they're scared. You know, a lot of aggression comes from fear. So we have to understand how to reinforce them and comfort them through that and change the direction of how they associate other dogs or people or strangers or loud noises. You have to desensitize them to the environmental stresses that we have. So basically, you know, what we try to do is take the instinctual behavior along with whatever, however it's been raised, and come up with a formula that's going to be a successful, you know, plan for your dog. And that's what it's all about is planning. All dogs are different, like people are all different, and we need to come up with the best plan for your dog, and that's pretty much how we train.
That's amazing. And see, that's something different that you guys have, and we're going to come back after this break and talk about the specific things you guys do, how you put that in practice and change a dog's mentality and change an owner's awareness.
Oh, that's
and leadership.
That's big. Yeah. That's big.
So we're going to go out here with Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, and we'll be right back. It's the Way of Love Live, KSCO, Santa Cruz, 1080.
Some
pollen burgers. Tastes better than Tang. Bear with me, I'm going to slow up. Refreshing cool. Hey, want some? Flowerpowerdrink.com. All together now. Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Yummy.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Make sure your leftovers are as safe as they are delicious. Get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible and transfer them into shallow containers. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm Ethan Behrman, host of Smoke-Filled World. Each week, I cut through the smoke-filled world of politics and current events to bring key issues and figures into sharper view. I have my finger on the transnational pulse. Tune into the show for interviews with compelling and connected guests. I'll be taking your calls while presenting ideas that are left, right, and forward. Listen to Ethan Behrman's Smoke-Filled World, 6 to 8 p.m. Sundays, here on KSEO AM 1080.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly.
All right, we're talking dogs today with Joss and Steve of Kelly Canine, and we're talking about their dog philosophy, their philosophies on dog training.
Yeah,
and
don't forget Echo too.
And Echo is here, on command.
Echo is, I think, one of our most well-spoken guests that we have had on this program.
And someone once said, a wise person once said, if you want to know how good a dog trainer is, see how well-behaved their dogs are. And I have to say, all of the trainers and you, Joss, you all have the most amazing dogs. It's really amazing.
Yeah, well, they have to be sociable and they have to know how to act anywhere. You know, you go in a lot of different environments. You know, it's not just the training field or in the shop. You know, they have to be able to go everywhere and have the same consistent behavior.
They have to be able to go to a radio station.
Hey.
Bark on command.
Well, that's a special, definitely a special requirement. Echo is a special dog.
Yeah, what kind of dogs do you mainly own and work with?
Well, my breed of choice is the Belgian Malinois. Myself and all my trainers, or most of us, have a Belgian Malinois, Belgian Malinois crosses. Basically because they say they're the Ferraris of the working dog, and we're very active in the working dog sport and the working dog community. And we really like high output dogs with very high drive. So that's what I breed and train to sell. And basically that's like the breed. It's like the, like I said, it's like a super sports car of a working dog.
And that's what Echo is?
Yeah, he's a Belgian Malinois. He's 2 years old and some change, and he's it's my right-hand man. He rolls everywhere with me.
And he's a beautiful one. What do you think about that? Are you his right-hand man, Echo? What do you think? Okay.
And Steve, is this the same kind of breed that you also own and train?
I do. I have 3 of them, and I actually have a Rottweiler Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now a lot of the breeds you guys work with, you work with all breeds, but some breeds that are more of, you guys call, they're either watchdogs or guard dogs. Now, what kind of breeds are the guard dogs?
The Chihuahuas, the Dachshunds, the Wiener dogs. No, I'm just joking. Actually, we work with all breeds. A lot of people see us running around with the bigger dogs, but we do deal with all breeds. We do deal with dogs that are the larger breeds because a lot of them are the ones who people need to really watch out for when it comes to dog bite cases because, you know, when you have the bigger working dogs, the Rottweilers, I mean, it can be very powerful and very strong-willing and, you know, real pushy. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we choose to have bigger dogs, but we welcome all dogs.
There's a lot of little breeds there, too, working on their watchdog qualities.
Yeah, well, what we do is we deal with the controlled aggression. And, you know, if a dog is going to have that as part of his genetic output, then what we try to do is and set it up in a constructive way where the dog can learn how to, you know, utilize the prey drive and in different drives that it has in a constructive way and not end up getting in trouble and be the bad kid at school.
Right. Now, do you find, I mean, there are definitely certain stereotypes about which dogs are behavior problems and which aren't. I mean, is there like, you know, owner stereotypes, a bad owner or, you know, what have you found?
Behind closed doors.
Yeah, the only thing with owners, it all starts with owners, period. Mm-hmm. You know, what we have to do is we can't be in denial. You know, if our dog has an issue, you know, it will escalate and you have to address it. You know, I said the same thing on a NBC interview. You know, that's all I can say. You don't ignore behavior that you know is going to be a problem. If the dog is snipping and napping or nipping at you and he's biting at kids or he's, you know, kind of have these kind of dominant ways, then you need to get a grasp on it because dogs are predators. They're you know, they're carnivores. You know, they're canines. Mm-hmm. And they come from wolves, you know, so we don't forget that. I know they're real fluffy and cute, and people want to sleep with them and everything, and that's okay. But the dog has to follow certain boundaries in the home. Otherwise, you could be putting your family at risk, really, or strangers.
What are the general guidelines that you tell people?
Establish yourself as a pack leader, and that's through being fair, firm, consistent, concise, repetitive. You know, and it's a lot very easier said than done. You know, we have to, I mean, most people, you know, we have a kind of a one command theory. And if you see 99% of the people walking in my place, they're telling their dog, sit, 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 sit. And the thing is, the same, you know, your dog is ignoring you.
Yeah, that was me when I first came. Yeah.
You know, but your dog is ignoring you. And it's not a bad thing. You know, it's like you don't have their attention. They're not engaged. And, you know, you have to have a step-by-step approach to getting your dog attention and focused and engaged. And then once you create that bond, then the dog knows there's an upside. And then you just set a couple boundaries for, the, you know, what's okay and what's going to be permitted in your home. And then the dog would prefer to follow your pack leadership. So you really have to focus on being a pack leader.
You know, we have certain stories that we hear about dogs. And recently it's come out that, in fact, in many ways, dogs are the most intelligent animals after humans, even more intelligent than chimpanzees. And having lived with us for so long that they've changed from wolves and are actually more intelligent. What have you found in working with dogs and their owners about the intelligence of dogs?
Oh, dogs are super intelligent, but they're just like smart kids who know they can get away with things if they can, you know, if mom or dad's not being consistent, they're going to slip out the back door. It's just how they do it, and dogs have the same mentality.
So they'll outsmart their owners every
time. Oh, absolutely. And the thing
they
is...
They drive your car and go get some food.
Yeah, I mean, the dog, you know, it really, it's... has so much learning capability, and you know, you have to make sure that the technique that you're teaching is clear and concise for your dog. Because if you know, you're not being clear in your communication, just like amongst humans, if you're not communicating in your workplace effectively, if you're not communicating in your family effectively, there's going to be a breakdown. And with that breakdown comes a breakdown in communication. And that's what I generally see. And people just need to have a method that's going to keep their dog focused through distractions, through all the other things going on. You have to have your dog engaged, and your dog has to see to it that, you know, has to respect your leadership and your obedience. Because we don't ask too much of our dogs, but the things that we do ask, they have to be absolute.
That's something I have to say I've seen, which is a great thing to see, is the distractions that you put the dogs through. Because, you know, I feel that I could bring my dog to a Pink Floyd concert, and he's got to be on point, you know, just a reference to the song that we're hearing in the background, Dogs. But you guys guys do it. Everything. You have other dogs. You have make noises. You throw things. I mean, anything that'll get a dog, you test them.
Well, that's what it's called. I mean, we go through a learning phase, and then we go through a proofing phase. And the proofing is to see if they really know what we've taught them. And once we know and we can confirm that they're clear, now it's called the correction phase. And all we're able to do is say, hey, you're blowing me off. Pay attention.
You okay, see? What do you think about that echo? Or do you blow him off? Do you have to pay attention like that? Is he tough? Yeah, okay. He Echo backs you up.
Yeah, hey.
Well, what are you telling Echo? How do you make him speak like that?
It's just a bark command in the protection sports I deal with. You know, you have things that, you know, you can kind of cue your dog to do things. And
barking, are secret code words that probably most regular dog owners don't get to know.
It's just a behavior, just like with anything. You say it once, they should do it, and that's what I do. We just
I wish interviewees that come in here, I could do that, you know, because I tell them the only bad thing on radio is silence.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, you know.
Yeah. Most are pretty.
Well, everyone knows I like to talk, and so do my dogs. Yeah, so
no, that's great. But
now, you say that you have a quote, treat your dog like a human, it'll treat you like a dog.
Yeah, that's actually, I quote that. I have to give the credit to Lance Collins, who's one of my mentors. He's he was the world judge of the WUSV, which is the International Dog Sport of Schützen, and he was the judge. And I've trained under his philosophy in Canada, in Surrey, Canada. And, you know, he broke it down. And his wife is a PhD in dog behavior. So dealing with canines and hearing it from Lance, you know, it just confirmed, you know, this is the method. This is how dogs learn. And we broke it all the way down to the genetic makeup of the canine, you know, and we build up. So there's nothing new under the sun that we're doing. And we understand all the newer methods of training, and we implement purely positive information into the dog with boundaries, of course, which is the correction part. So we do create a balanced training approach, but this is how dogs operate amongst each other, so we keep it consistent with how they learn naturally.
And I notice you even have to coach people on to talk to their dog.
Oh, yeah, you have to teach people how to be more fun, more exciting, you know, enticing. You know, if the dog's if you're not enticing, your dog's going to be bored. He's going to want to come play with me. So, you know. So
you guys have a lot of fun things going on. You have some stuff going on with the 49ers. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do have some things going on with the 49ers. As I just had the Thursday night game. One of my clients is Larry Grant of the Niners, and we've supplied him with his cancorsotitis. And he's a beautiful young dog that he drops off at our day camp every day. And then actually Larry had me go up there with his sister.
Our dog is playing with the 49er dog?
every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't beat him up.
No. And then we have a couple other guys.
I have a 49er knocking on our door.
Yeah. I'm actually a Raider fan, but I support my clients.
That's right.
But actually, no, we have Chris Culliver. We've trained Alden Smith's dogs. We got a couple new people giving us calls, Delaney Walker. So.
I know. I saw you were with Owen Wilson at the game.
Oh, yeah. We're hanging out with Owen, man. That guy's a funny guy. But, yeah, we were just down there, you know, taking Larry, his son, little Larry, and he does so good with the dog. I'll show you guys some pictures, man. This kid and this dog are just, like, so cute. Actually, if you go on my Instagram or my Facebook, you see a picture.
So tell the listeners, what's your Facebook page?
It's Facebook/CaliK9. If you go on YouTube, you can YouTube any of my videos. It's YouTube. You could just put in CaliK9. You can check us out on Yelp.
And that's C-A-L-I, the letter K, the number 9.
Yeah, so it's California Canine Solutions is our name. But, you know, we go over like beverages and more of BevMo. We're Cali Canine. So, yeah, we have the YouTube and then the Twitter and Instagram. So we have a bunch of social media stuff so everyone can see. We also just released a how-to video. So it's an online video series. If you're in a faraway place and can't get up to training, we can train on demand.
Really?
Absolutely.
So virtual training?
Pretty much, you know, and then we basically just consult through, you know, through the computer or through the phone, and you know, it's a really nice little training series we put together. It's some people have tried it and they really like it already.
You know, I have a question with that. Have you found a dog that you couldn't that you just couldn't reach?
Nope.
That's amazing. You know,
did you find an owner you couldn't reach?
Nope. See, the thing about dogs is there's a lot of dog trainers, but you got to be a people trainer, too. So, you know, I'm a people person. Everyone knows that. And I love people, but I love dogs. And basically, you have to change people in a way where they're going to be better communicators to their dogs. And then you have to show them in their dogs. Because I could take a dog and kind of get him to mind me very fast. But, you know, through just, like I said, provide good leadership. But for people, I have to teach people how to get that every day. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it's training, because you can, a training with me is an hour a week, or training with my team is an hour a week, and then a group class is an hour a week. You still have 24 hours in the day times seven. So you're responsible for being, keeping that consistent and being accountable to, you know, your dog's behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and I wonder, if there's no animal that you can't reach, you know, is there an owner? Is this just about, you know, educating humans about how to be better animal?
Well, people? One thing about dog behavior, I mean, you do get extreme cases where you have dogs that are, whether they've been abused or where they're just genetically really not wired all the way correctly. You have dogs who are, you know, not very well bred, and you have really nervous tendencies in a dog. And what happens is, everything needs to manage. Like sometimes you can't just fix it all.
Right.
Because the dog genetically just won't allow you to. You don't want to stress the dog to that point. So for certain things, you have to understand how to manage. But I teach people the management tools in the toolbox. They can, you know, keep their dog safe and secure. Because, I mean, we deal with extreme cases. I mean, a lot of times we're people's last straw before they have to put their dog down. And for it's, you know, a lot of people come in saying, this is it, you know, I need you to help me. And that's why we're in it, you know, because that feels good when you can have someone walk out and says, oh, my God, you guys are just a miracle. Like, I give someone a big old hug and it's like, cool. That was cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
you guys really are like family therapy, really, because the dogs are the family.
Well, we just love what we do. We love our people around us, and you know, we just try to take care of the community.
I loved right at the beginning how you made play for the dog such an elemental part of the whole program. And so, you know, when you go into their shop in San Jose, it's a great place. You see basically a playground for dogs.
Yeah.
It's like Funland for dogs.
Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, that's what dogs need, that outlet. You know, dogs are like kids. You know,
and
they have to have
a lot of people ask me, well, isn't my dog too old? Too old for training? What do you say about that?
Well, you can teach old dogs new tricks. It's just they might be a little more stubborn in trying to learn them. Right. You know, or they might not pick them up, or they might be kind of setting their old habits. Versus, you know, a young puppy, they're kind of quick to want to learn anything new. Where you got a dog kind of set in a way, doing it the old way, you might have to just kind of recondition the dog. So it's, old dogs can be trained, you know, and behaviors can be rectified. You know, if someone tells you you can't, you might need to consult with someone else.
Yeah.
Consult with us.
Well, you know, I really can wholeheartedly say, of all the various dog trainers I've ever seen, you know, I've even worked with Cesar on the stage, and I have to say, you guys are different, and the deal. You made a difference with our animal, and I wholeheartedly can get behind Cali Canine, and I want everybody to go to CaliCanine.com and see what they're all about, and stop by.
And give them a call, because they have different packages. I also, the second question would be after is, my dog's too old, is how much do they cost? But you guys have so many different packages, so many different ways that it's affordable, and just depending on what you're working with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have packages that start, say, like $200, you know, with, you know, our discounts that we put out. And, you know, we have packages that are, you know, really intensive, where we're going to have you around for a long time, because we want to really optimize them. We essentially have to teach you everything we know about your dog in a couple hours, you know. So the more you're here, the more you're learning, and we don't like to let you walk out our door without walking out with a wealth of knowledge.
Well, we have to take about 5 minutes for our commercial sponsors. So we thank you for being here. You going to stick around for another 5 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, good.
Thank you so much. And we just want to tell our listeners that the next hour we're going to be cut short for high school football from Central Coast Sports at 6:35. But we still have a full 35 minutes of It's the Way of Love Live coming after this.
Mama, did I tell you that I love you? Sure as the sky is blue, and that everyone needs a companion, this is undoubtedly true. But sometimes a baby brother just won't.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
Well, I'm sorry to say we have no CBS News right now. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a little traffic and weather and take you back to the show. Well, CBS News is trying to come on, but we are definitely having a problem. So let's... Yeah, I don't think they're going to make it this time. So we will start off with a little traffic and weather, and that starts in the San Jose area. U.S. 101 northbound at the I-880 connector. We have report of a car fire there. Flames coming out of a vehicle stopped in the number one lane. Still lots of smoke coming out. Fire and CHP have been alerted and are on their way to the scene. Elsewhere in the San Jose area, Highway 237 eastbound at the US 101 connector, there is report of a cooler in the slow lane there. CHP is en route to check that out as well. Coming up over the summit, Highway 17 is looking good in both north and southbound directions. When you come off the fish hook, it's getting better than it was last hour. You will still find a little congestion northbound Highway 1 around 41st Avenue and a little more congestion around 41st Avenue southbound direction as well. Elsewhere in the Felton area, Highway 9 and Forest Street, there's report of a pedestrian who got hit by a vehicle there. There are injuries involved, of course, and CHP and ambulance is on the way. Your KSCO Central Coast weather. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning, highs in the upper 60s and light winds, becoming west 5 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Your boater's forecast for the Monterey Bay. I will repeat that there is a small craft advisory in effect from beginning 1 o'clock earlier this afternoon and will run through this evening. Tonight, northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, decreasing to 5 to 15 knots after midnight. Wind waves 3 to 6 feet and a westerly swell of 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds. Currently, it is 64 degrees in San Jose, 67 in Boulder Creek, 65 in Watsonville, 63 degrees in Salinas, and 61 in Monterey. Right now, outside the KSCO studios, it is 64 degrees. Now, stay tuned as we return to the second hour of It's the Way of Love Live.
Welcome back to It's the Way of Love Live. We're talking about dogs. D-O-G. O-G. We all need a D-O-G at some point in our lives. We're back with Callie Canine.
We have Jazz and Steve in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
I'm MC Hager. It's Way of Love Live. We are going to be cutting early, so we're back a little early because we're going to have Central Coast Sports with high school football at 35 after 6. But right now, we're back with some dog talk and some fun to... Everything's going on here for all species in this.
And it's never too late to train your dog.
No, it isn't.
Never too late. And it's ever good to address the
Echo,
problem.
What is Echo?
Echo's outside on a walk, gone. Enjoying Santa Cruz.
That's right.
Echo's a city dog enjoying the beach right now.
Oh, that's good for a dog. Exactly. Get out in a place like this.
What does Echo do in the course you have there, an agility course?
The agility course, basically, he pretty much flies through it. You know, I just basically try to take him through as fast as possible and then stop him as fast as possible. So it's like taking a car, driving real fast and then hitting the brakes and just making sure I can stop on a dime. So I just try to challenge him and, you know, but he flies through that stuff all the time. Actually, I'm pretty active in a sport called IPO. It's a competitive dog sport that's internationally recognized.
What does it stand for?
It's a very long German name, but they call it Schützen.
Okay.
Schützen is the protection dog sport. It's a three-phase sport. And it's it used to be the way they used to test the German Shepherds for the police force, but now it's kind of turned into just more of a sport, and then police style training is a little bit different. So for him, I compete with him, and you know, basically I use him as a demo dog, mm-hmm. and he's a family companion, but I also am working towards you know, tying him and competing at a high level. So he's young, so he's coming in. He's the dog I've been in progress with.
He has a pretty sensitive nose. Is part of that training searching for substances?
Yeah, well, I haven't done a whole lot of narcotics with him, but he does. He has a very high hunt drive, so if I hide something of his, then he, you know, I'll send him to go look for it, and he'll be very pretty it. And I lay tracks. You know, he can identify articles on a track, mm-hmm. and you know, track. You know, if someone runs through the field, he can, you know, follow the track, and that's part of the sport as well. So it's tracking, obedience, and protection work.
Speaking of tracks, I have another track of our top
right.
10 dog.
What
hits.
Is it?
That's right.
Which,
well, this is
what you got now?
From the Beagles. No, the Beatles. That's right. one of our favorites on this show. We come back to the Beatles a lot, and so I think everybody
Classics.
Will recognize this one. A bulldog. John Lennon. That's right. We love taking a theme and finding all of these different auditory elements to bring together. And so dogs is just the most fun. You guys got the great job. You're working with, you know, our best friends.
Yeah, it's fun. And dogs all have personalities. I have a bunch of dogs myself. And
how many dogs do you have?
Well, I have in my kennel I have 10, but then I don't live with all of them. So.
And you got a new puppy too. Right?
Yeah, actually I just picked up a Can Corso. Her name is Callie out of Aww. Maximo's Kennels in San Jose, and she's a sweetheart. She's a Italian Mastiff Can Corso. So they're becoming a very popular breed. And a real good friend of mine just, you know, he just said you got to get a Corso. And I've been into Malinois for a while, but I kind of want the big dog. So I picked up Callie, and she's a sweetheart. She's all decked out in all her pink accessories. And probably end up, you know, Susanna. She's staying with Susanna, my receptionist now. So I'm sure she'll have the pink toenails and all that stuff coming up like Grandma Carol does with Diamond or Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. I've met them.
Yeah.
She's one of the long-time dedicated client.
She's a diehard. Now, she's been there since day one.
What are some of the social events you have going on at Cali Canine?
Well, socially, we have a bunch of stuff. We have a Halloween social costume contest on October 30th.
Where is that?
Well, that's going to be at our facility.
I want to come as a dog.
So that's going to be October 30th, but we have something before that. We actually have a client canine, it's a seminar on the 24th, and that's our facility, 2123 South 10th Street in San Jose. And that's going to start at 6:30, and that's a free seminar. If you have any questions or you just want to come and ask any dog questions and learn about our method, then you're welcome to come to that. We're going to have all kind of hors d'oeuvres and beverages there to enjoy, and you get to meet my staff. And then we'll have the Halloween. That's on the 30th. That's the Halloween social. And we have a lot of socials. We like to socialize.
That's great.
Which is for the people and for the dog, so it's actually double whammy.
Steve, can you chime in on this? I mean, is this just a person-dog party all the time over there? It seems like a lot of fun is always going on.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Everyone has a good time with Cali Canine.
Yeah, we send in number. Now, on November 10th, we actually have a food drive. So we're doing, we're inviting out some of the ball players to come out and sign autographs and hang out. And we're going to be getting used pet products, towels, pet beds, and donating them to the local rescues. So that's another one that's coming up. So, yeah, we always got something going on. Looking forward to the Pet Expo in January. We always do that, do a big demonstration out there for the people.
And all of this is on your website, on the calendar?
Yeah, it's all. Actually, if you go to our site, you can go ahead and sign into our web form, and then basically mm-hmm. go on our mailing list, and Susanna she won't spam you, she won't be overdo it, but she always sends you out kind of a weekly update of what we got going on, you know, all the people who passed the CGC test, and which is a canine good citizen, and just things that are going on, you know, just to keep people in the Cali Canine loop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and we're always posting on social media. We're big on social media, my team and I, so we like to you know, so many people. It's like we might train people 2-3 years ago, but we're still like they were talking to them all the time because of social media. So we're really thankful for that, having that means to communicate.
Yeah, well, it looks like you've really been living out your dream. The training facilities in place now. There's a great friendly staff, and every one of these guys is like calm, confident leaders. <It's> well, like, whoever I drop my dog off with.
Everybody's been hand-selected. No, but, you know, I see a lot of,
the best of the best.
Outstanding qualities in my team. I mean, I take my hat off to my team. I'd be nothing without my team. So, I definitely like to give a shout-out to my whole crew at Cali K9 because we all work together and we all get along, and it's just a great place to work at.
Yeah, we'd like to give a really round of support and thanks.
Yeah,
to Cali
thank
K-9.
You so much for coming in, and
absolutely.
We'll keep having you back with some dog advice for listeners out there, and we'll direct people your way. We'll post you on our Facebook page too.
That's right. And we're into social media, and I'm gonna post a list and dedicate it to you guys of our top 10 songs for Cali K9.
Yeah, we'll put them on a playlist.
That's right. Put it on a playlist. We'll
dedicate them to 1080.
We'll stay connected. That's right.
We have a friend of the show on the line who's researching whales and acoustics on whales.
Yeah, and so we'll be coming to Brandon shortly. And
we love animal lovers on It's the Way of Love. We have the dog lovers here and researchers on marine mammals.
That's right. And we love comedy, too. We have something here called The Way of Laugh. And I told you we had the top 10 songs about dogs. Well, now I'm going to play you one of my favorite comedy clips about dogs. And we're going to go out on that. And I'm going to dedicate this to also to Cali K9, the great work you guys are doing. And I think we can all feel for Brian Regan, because it's a position that we've all been in. And this is Brian Regan with the dog sketch. And we'll come right back and say goodbye to Cali K9 and move on with Brandon Southall. So here's Brian Regan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian.
Why would a dog bark at 3 o'clock in the morning in your neighborhood? What is that all about? I'm not talking about when there's two dogs doing, you know, whatever they do. Sometimes you got two going at it, you know. Hey! Do you remember when we were chasing that cat? Yeah. You got him mixed up with a stick. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That was fun. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about when there's one dog, you know, doing a monologue like at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are they doing? I think they just go out on the porch at that hour and just go, hey, it's nice and quiet. Why don't I bark it up for no reason whatsoever? Home, home, home. Right when you think they're done, hum, the hell's the matter with you? I'm a dog. It's barking. How do you argue with them? Wouldn't it be weird if people were like that for no reason? Like if some guy went out on his porch at 3 in the morning, nobody knows him. It's like new to the neighborhood, just goes out there and, hey! You all right, man? Hey! Well, hey, that's it for me. Thank you all very much, folks.
All right, that's Brian Regan with The Way of Laugh on It's the Way of Love Live Dog Sketch. And that is dedicated to Cali K9. Thank you so much for coming in today, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
We want you to go enjoy the sunset with your dog.
My lady here. Steve, you're not included.
Out in the back seat.
That's right.
Your fiancé and trainer get to come too. But we really appreciate you guys heading over. Check out Cali K9. They're on 10th Street in San Jose, and you will be happy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be talking to you guys soon. Thanks so much. That's Cali K9. We're sending him out with Atomic Dog.
Rhythmic Dog. Harmonic Dog. House Dog. Street Dog. Dog of the world unite. Dancing Dogs.
Now we have another special guest coming into the studio here, actually calling in. We see a certain connectedness between all animal life, and so we're going to listen to a little something here that's going to lead us into our next guest. And he's been on the show before, and Dr. Brandon Southall has been doing amazing work to save and catalog what's going on with our cetacean friends. So I'd like to play, before we get to him, a little whale song to create the mood and let you know Way of Love is about bringing you that immersive experience, and all of life is immersive. Bring Dr. Brandon Southall onto the air now. Dr. Brandon, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can definitely hear you very well. Thank you so much. So we're going to go to a break here shortly, but I just wanted to introduce some of the new topics you got. And we got some interesting audio clips we're going to be playing here after the break. And so tell us, what are you up to right now?
Yeah, at the immediate moment, we are we're about to anchor up here in Catalina Harbor, just off of Catalina Island. We're just finishing the day. Got a little rained on today. It's kind of wet down here in Southern California, but one of the small boats is on their way back. We had a tag just come off a fin whale about 10 minutes ago.
Off a fin whale, was it?
A fin
whale. Now that's one of the larger whales, isn't it?
It is. It is. Next to blue whales, they're one of the second largest of the baleen whales.
Right. So how big was this whale that you tagged today?
Probably somewhere around 70 feet. Didn't get a measuring stick out exactly, but somewhere in that ballpark. There were two of them. And we managed to see one of them around 10:30 this morning, and hauled over one of the small boats. We were between Catalina and Santa Barbara Island.
Right.
And found them, got a tack on around noon, and tracked them for a while, and managed to get a tag attached and do one of the payback experiments.
Right. Now, to remind our listeners, you guys are out there right now. We talked about how you were actually performing experiments that determined the actual whale's response to various noises they might find out there. So tell me, what kind of noises are you experiencing out there? Is it really a lot of background noise, or is it pretty clear?
Well, to be honest with you, the last couple of days, a lot of the sounds we've heard have been sounds of the animals themselves. Yesterday, we had multiple blue whales that we were listening to on our sonobuoys and towed arrays. We could hear multiple animals calling, and we're actually tracking one of the animals by listening to the sounds that they were making.
Right.
Buoys.
Now, we're going to be listening to some of these sounds too, and we're going to be talking more specifically when we come back in a few minutes. But thank you so much for coming in again. Now, hopefully, our connection stays good.
Yeah, I hope so. If I get dropped off, I do have a satellite phone. But we're picking up the Avalon cell tower here off of Catalina, and it sounds pretty clear. So I'm glad I was able to join you guys. Like I said, it rained out here today. We're all a little wet from the weather. I don't know if it's nice or bad for me. It was a little wet on the ocean down in SoCal.
Yes, well, it was beautiful. I don't mean to make you jealous. But it was a gorgeous, unseasonably hot up here. Actually. And, but of course we, you know, we're typical beach Californians. We're like, oh, bring it on. It's not supposed to be that hot, but I love it.
You know, well, we've had a few new species for us. We managed to tag a few humpback whales, which is the first time we've been able to get some tags on those animals.
Right.
Yesterday we got a couple of tags on common dolphins, which are much smaller on the tail. Unfortunately, they gave us our tags back a little sooner than we wanted them.
Yes. Well, we'll take what we can, especially with new species. No, we're so very happy to have you on this show. We really consider you part, a key part of the Way of Love community, and we love reaching out to all life. And, you know, whales in particular have been a part of this story for us from the beginning. And so we're going to come back and get some more updates with Dr. Brandon Southall. And we're going to be cutting early, like I mentioned before, at 6:35 to go to high school football. So we'll listen to whales as we fade out into these messages on It's Way of Love Live on KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz.
The 2012 Open Studios Art Tour, a program the cult.
On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we pause to remember the veterans of our military. So let's all pause to remember at 11 a.m. Then at 2 p.m., let's celebrate. Hello, Vietnam veteran Michael Olson here with an invitation for you to join me at the second annual Monterey County Veterans Day Parade in Old Town Salinas. Parade starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday, November 11th at Salinas High School, and then proceeds with all kinds of fanfare through Old Town to the Steinbeck Center. Remember to remember our veterans on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Then at 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 11th of November, bring your family, friends, and American flags and join in the celebration of our veterans at Monterey County's annual Veterans Day Parade in Salinas. What day was that, you ask? Why, that was the 11th day of the 11th month. Parade starts at 2 p.m. Join me. Let's celebrate all of our veterans.
This Sunday on Eat, Drink, Explore Radio, tips to keep your exercise routine on track. Plus, the author of a new book on traveling with microbreweries as the focus. We'll also learn about a dilemma facing California dairy farmers. Plus, our weekly news, trivia, and travel deal segments. We've got you covered Sunday mornings 8 to 10, live right here on KSCO AM 1080. Eat, Drink, Explore Radio, your lifestyle information source.
The 2012 Open Studios Art Tour, a program of the Cultural Council of Santa Cruz County, features over 300 artists who will open their studios to you on October 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. The artist guide calendar contains maps to all open studios. New this year, the Open Studios mobile app, a handy portable version of the guide. Purchase of the calendar or app serves as your ticket to the premier arts event of the year.
Don't miss the preview exhibit beginning September 29th at the Santa Cruz Art League. Learn more online at ccscc.org.
Listening to the call of the orca whale. This is actually the animal call of the orca. And we're still here with Dr. Brandon Southall.
Thank you so much for calling in, Dr. Southall. You're calling in, are you on sea or land?
I'm at sea, but very close to land. We're sitting in a place called Catalina Harbor on the west side of Catalina Island.
And I understand the clip, is this the clip we're listening to? It was just recently recorded?
I believe so. If it's one of the ones I sent you, we had some sound clips recorded from the tags attached on one of the humpback whales that I sent you, and we had some recordings from some sound buoys that we deployed the other day off of Santa Barbara Island.
Right, and I believe that's what we're listening to right now. And, you know, I have to say, now one of the things we talked about when you came on the show was that you were creating sounds that were to mimic in some ways and get a reaction. And now these sounds aren't very annoying, you know, and we're going to play them here shortly, some of the first sounds you sent us, which I believe this are the sounds that you play, right?
Well, actually, to tie in the whole dog topic that we just had, when I played the testing sounds just at home, just testing the sounds, our dog did have a response, definitely a negative response.
So here's the first.
We can add canine to our list of
yes,
species.
Yes.
Yeah, and so here's the first sound, one of the sounds that you use. Now I'm going to play it again. It's just a brief clip. And that's it.
Now, okay, so that's one of the two sounds that we use. It's
right.
Basically, it sounds kind of grating. You know, it's like a band of noise,
yeah.
And it's the reason that it's the sound, the duration that it is, and the basically the pitch, or you
right.
know, like we've talked about with the sound, thinking of like the keys on the piano. We're playing the keys in the middle in terms of the way the animals here are kind of
right.
the spectrum, the really low end being you know, super low sound, high, low pitch sounds, and the upper end being very high pitch sounds. The kind of sounds we're interested in how these animals respond to are in the middle.
Right.
And this is basically like a short band of noise
right.
that's like, you know, four or five keys played together in the middle of the keyboard. And it's the length that it is,
yeah.
because the second sound that you're going to play is very similar to
yes.
the mid-frequency sonar that the military uses in training and operations. And
right. So here's that second sound. We're going to go quickly through these because we're actually getting interrupted early in approximately 5 minutes for high school football.
Sorry.
So we're going to. So here's the other sound. One of the other test sounds that you use. No, this would be this one. Now,
right, so it's kind of this tritone. Doo, 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 doo.
Well, we'll try it again. There we go.
Yeah, so that's similar to the kind of sound that the military uses in their real systems. And we're asking the question of, you know, how do these animals respond to these when we can play them under controlled conditions, with specific rules of, you know, how to play them so that we can measure the animal's responses but do it safely. The noise is similar to it in some ways but different enough that we can contrast the response to see, basically, is it different if you just play one note at a time, you know, do-do-do versus...
Right.
So let's just test, is there something specific to the sounds that they make that elicit a stronger response, or is this something, some type of general reaction to sounds in that same band? So we're kind of just playing the notes on the piano,
slightly differently to see if they react to it. A variety of different species. By adding the humpbacks in the playbacks the other day, we're now up to we've now been able to test 9 different species in terms of their responses.
Right. Now you're getting kind of musical with that. Have you ever thought about like trying heavy metal and playing that and see how that maybe differs or music?
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a lot of people who are musically inclined and I think the insight into some of the musical analogies is useful in thinking about these. And you know, the animals are very musical creatures. I think I was having a little hard time hearing myself, but I think one of the earlier clips you played
right.
was a recording we got of a lot of dolphins.
And yes, that was it.
Yeah, if you listen to that call, and we've got, you know, hours and hours of it, if you listen to these things, you know, you can kind of hear individuals, and you can kind of hear, you know, small groups come and then bigger groups, and you can hear a lot of, things that are sort of musical in nature about the ways that they those sounds come about, come on and go away, and they're very musical, especially humpback whales, you know, are some mm-hmm. of the most musical of all animals.
And
but that group, when we the recording that you're playing, it was the largest group of dolphins I've ever seen. It was just actually off of Santa Cruz Island, and then closer to Santa Barbara. There were somewhere around 1,500 in a mixed in with a bunch of sea lions, and there were birds, and it was absolutely beautiful.
They were performing for you.
Yes, exactly.
They knew you were recording. They echolocated the microphones and the boat, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go out. We're gonna broadcast. Here it is."
Yeah.
No, we really love having you as part of the show, and we want to continue to have you on. We want to invite you whenever you have some more stuff. You know, call in, send us a message when every mm-hmm. time some new monumental occurrence happens.
I know something.
Everything you have to say.
I'd like to ask one more question about the Baird's beaked whale. What did you end up finding out about that type of whale that was just recently tagged?
Yeah, great question. Very timely. We've gotten the sounds we recorded off it plugged into the computer recognition systems now in terms of refining our ability to know what they look like, because that was the first tag we'd ever deployed on that species. It's only one sample, so you have to kind of, you know, in terms of the response, you have to, you know, take it with a bit of a grain of salt that it's only one. We're trying to get some other individuals from that. It looks like there was some type of response. The diving behavior changed a little bit. The vocalization behavior mm-hmm. changed.
And now there's a blog out there for listeners. Listeners can go to see.
That's the last thing that I was going to say.
Yes.
SoCal, like Southern California, SoCal-BRS.org. You can see, you know, get more information on the project, and then there's a real from the field link, and you can actually some of the sounds that we recorded from blue whale in the last couple of days. You can see the pictures of sounds recorded from the tags on the real time blog there. So we'd love it if people could check out the blog and get some feedback, through the blog, and just appreciate the chance to be on the show and talk to you guys, and hope to see you again in the coming weeks.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you calling in from Catalina, and we look forward to finding out about what's happening down there on Marine Mammal Behavior Response, SoCal.
Yeah, and check out Sea Inc. They're one of our favorite groups, and Dr. Brandon Southall is doing some amazing work for all the species. Thank you again, Dr. Southall.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll continue to bring you interesting material from out on the ocean or wherever we find it. That's right, bringing you It's Way of Love Live. And we are about love and love of animals, and that's been that show. So we're going to conclude by going out with a song. That's one of our favorite artists, Pink Floyd. And, you know, they did a whole album. There was a group that was only one of the few groups that did a whole album on this idea of animals. And so we're going to play the opening track of Pigs on the Wing by Pink Floyd. And we're going to Central Coast Sports and High School Football Come back next week for It's a Way of Love Live on KSCO. And this is Pink Floyd with Animals. We'll see you next week.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing.
That's Like My Dog
to go out.
By Billy Currington. Enjoy yourself.
Like my dog. He never says, I need a new attitude. My sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
We live in the age of mobile devices. They keep us in touch and informed. They help us work and play. And they all use rechargeable batteries. But these batteries aren't just rechargeable, they're recyclable. And more than 50,000 free drop-off locations across North America make it easy and convenient. We all enjoy the freedom that mobile technology gives us. Let's accept the responsibility to pass that freedom on. Find out how you can answer the call to recycle. Visit calltorecycle.org.
By the light of the moon and stars, what's visible tonight on Coast to Coast AM?
Hi, everybody. This is John D. Wells, and I can't think of a better place to spend Saturday nights than with you on Coast to Coast AM. We will talk about absolutely anything you want as long as it's not normal. Plan to join the Caravan to Midnight with you, me, and a few million of our closest friends here on Coast to Coast AM.
Navigate your world with Coast to Coast AM tonight at 10 p.m. on KSCO.
I'm Ethan Behrman, host of Smoke-Filled World. Each week, I cut through the smoke-filled world of politics and current events to bring key issues and figures into sharper view. I have my finger on the transnational pulse. Tune into the show for interviews with compelling and connected guests. I'll be taking your calls while presenting ideas that are left, right, and forward. Listen to Ethan Behrman's Smoke-Filled World, 6 to 8 p.m. Sundays, here on KSCO AM 1080.
This Sunday on Eat, Drink, Explore Radio, tips to keep your exercise routine on track. Plus, the author of a new book on traveling with microbreweries as the focus. We'll also learn about a dilemma facing California dairy farmers. Plus, our weekly news, trivia, and travel deal segments. We've got you covered Sunday mornings 8 to 10, live right here on KSCO AM 1080. Eat, Drink, Explore Radio.